I think it's not a problem to discuss with this institution. We rather see the problem whether they listen and are going to change their policies. And that's what we are criticizing, that very often they are happy to listen, but very often it's just a PR exercise. I think that this issue is clearly demonstrated by the fact that they are interested only in the PR, that the Matt Carlson, vice president of the World Bank, is already in Prague for 1.5 months. Is Czech Republic the most important country for the poverty reduction? I don't think so. Is Czech Republic most important country to make radical changes? I don't think so either. If the World Bank would be interested really in the poverty alleviation, Matt Carlson would spend 1.5 months in Africa trying to sort the problems there. But instead of this, he's running around the Czech Republic and doing a PR for the World Bank.
Talking about the Czech Republic, what is the role of the Czech Republic, or what should be the role of the Czech Republic in framework of IMF and World Bank?
Well, we are one of the shareholders of the both of institutions, and our shares in the whole institutions is very small. So we even don't have our own director. We share the directors with a group of other countries. So we don't have really important role. We are now have an important role, be an organizer of the annual meeting of those two institutions.
And could the Czech Republic assume a role of initiator of changes, like President Havel, for example, recently suggested a change of the United Nations, a reform of the United Nations? Could the Czech government or president propose the changes?
I think, yes, that's a possibility. On the other hand, we have that little experiences with the World Bank and IMF. I would say fortunately, because they never play important role in our country, that we probably would not be the most informed or the best informed about the necessary changes. But there is no need like for this, because there is already a long-term political debate about the necessary changes of this institution, which is going on in the number of West European countries as well as in the number of the southern countries. So there is number of these suggestions, and if you listen to the president of the World Bank or the director of the IMF, they are talking about the necessary changes. The problems are in these tiny details and in the tiny frame. Will they really adopt this and this policy? If they have the policy, whether they are going to implement it? For example, the bank have, I would say, quite progressive energy efficiency policy in the energy sector, and it was adopted in 1993. In Eastern Europe, who is the best place for the energy efficiency measures, they so far realized one single project from their own funding. So that I would say, well, they have a policy, but what is the implementation? Instead of that, the World Bank financed a number of the fossil fuel projects, development of oil in the Caspian Sea, development of oil in Siberia, and that definitely have a number of negative environmental impacts.
The Czech public perceive the IMF and World Bank session rather as an event that will be accompanied by riots and police actions. How is it possible to inform or communicate these messages to the Czech public?
Well, we try to spread information as much as it's possible. Nevertheless, there is still quite high media interest in the speculation about the riots. I would say that potential riots actually are in the interest of the World Bank or IMF, because then the concrete agenda, concrete reforms will be hidden within the media by kind of riots. I'm also quite afraid that this criticism could be misused by the political parties, such as the Communist Party, for their political purposes. It's really beside offering of the possibilities, beside informing of the public. We produce number of information materials. We have information on the internet. We also depend on the interest of media. And I believe that there is already a number of quite a change from the speculative approach about the riots. More and more journalists are interested in the concrete issues and the concrete topics.